Vachem Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is explaining Shitus Ben Beseira that he holds, according to the way Rabbi Lazar Amr Vaisha learns, that not only is the psul of Shaloi Lashma Fishach the Pesach before Chatzos on Yom Yudalid, it's also kosher if you shecht it in the morning of Yudalid. I Ben Abayim means Ben Abayim Shal, yes, the night of yesterday and the night of today, is the whole day is kosher. As for the Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that how could you say the whole day is kosher for a Korban Pesach? It says Shom Tizbach Esesevach Be'erev. It says you can only be shechted Be'erev. As for the Gemara, Hu Yuchad Dava Hu Di Asar. That the halach is when you have a Tavin and a Korban Pesach, you bring the Korban Pesach at less. Frag the Gemara, Mi Kamidi Dila Shaket Le Mesafra Minan Zimnehi. If you shecht the Korban Pesach in the morning, it's good. And now, by Bein Abayim, you say the Tumen has to go first. So, the Gemara in Dam Reb Yechna Halacha Mispal Shal Mincha V'Hakach Mispal Shal Mesafim. So, even though this man of Mesafim is from the morning already, still, if you come into the afternoon, you daven the Mincha first. Is Huadin, even though this man of the Pesach is in the Boiker, but when it comes to the time of the Tumen, you have to do the Tumen first. And Kan the Gemara. As the sheet in Eis Bezim Ashmatis is Mavur, is Meduyik, a Chiddush in the Gedad Exeris HaKasa of Yuchad Dakar. The sheet is coming to be Mazbe. What's the Maskana the Gemara? Why Taka? If you already could bring it in the morning, why when the Tamid, you have a din to bring the Tamid, why do you bring the Tamid first and then the Pesach? I already was the din of the Zmana Pesach. Azak the Shita, because there's a klal of Tadr, she'inu Tadr Koidim. Dumya to the Rai of the Gemara, by Mincha and Musaf. Why do you over there, do you daven the Mincha before the Musaf? Because the Mincha is a Tadr. So I didn't over here, the reason why, once it's Chal Tamid, you have to bring the Tamid first, even though the Zman of the Pesach was from before already, is because the din of Tamid, she'inu Tadr, she'inu Tadr, Tadr Koidim. The sheet of bais in the Gemara, the Gemara says the pshat is Misham Yuchad Davar. As the sheet is buying from the Gemara, gather in the din of Yuchad Davar. The Yuchad Davar is not stomach zeris akosiv, the Pesach is after Tamid, the span of the Pesach is after Tamid. And the gather the zeris akosiv is that you say Tadr Shainu Tadr, Tadr Koidim. The Bemis Ayin Taisis and Psachim Dafnun test that is a kash on this drush of Yuchad Davar. What do you need a pasuk to tell me? That the Pesach is after the Tadr, typically else the Klal Gadol, which is no matter another pasuk, Tadr Shenu Tadr, Tadr Koidim. As in Vitesis, that over here is the Nacha Chiddush, because also the Klal of Tadr Shenu Tadr, that's Lechat Chila. Once you shecht the wrong one later, in Lamashal you shechted the Pesach first, as you would have a Hamamina, you continue with the Pesach. Als Tadr Shenu Tadr Koidim, once you did the other one, you did the other one already. As that's what you need, the Pasuk of Yuchad Davar, to tell you that even though you shechted the Pesach first, still you hold the Pesach, you memaras Adam, and you do the Akravis HaTamid before you continue with the Korban Pesach. As you could have learned in Taisis, what's Pshat? Then, because Yuchad Davar is a Nayadin. The sheet is explaining what Taisis means is not that Yuchad Davar is a Nayadin. No, Taisis learns that Yuchad Davar tells us the din of Tadr Shenu Tadr is not only a din lachatchila. Even by the Eved, when you shechted the Korban Pesach first, still is a din of Tadr Shenu Tadr, Tadr Koidim. And the marker of Taisis is the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Sadik Aleph. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Sadik Aleph, dans in the din of Tadr, Shenu Tadr Koidim. What happens if you shechted the Einu Tadr first? Do you wait with the Einu Tadr and do the Tadr? Or no, you continue with the Einu Tadr. And the Gemara brings a raya from a Korban Pesach that by Pesach you see you wait when you shecht the Pesach first. As Huadin, by Tadr, Shenu Tadr, You wait when you do the Shena Tadr first. Frek the Shagis Aryan, Simon Yud Zayin. What's the Raya of the Gemara? Bishlema by Pesach, the Zagzeris Akosiv of Yuchadavar. Zebizay Frek the Shagis Aryan. How do you bring a Raya from a Korban Pesach, the Zagzeris Akosiv of Yuchadavar, to the din of Tadr, Shena Tadr, Tadr Kaidim? The way the Shita is learning is Doch Gevaldik. Hare the din of Yuchadavar Gufa is Mishum Tadr, Shainu Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. As the Gemara Shaper brings a Raya from Tadr, from the din of Yuchadavar for a Karban Pesach, to the din of Tadr, Shainu Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. He learns Yuchadavar is just a Giloy that there's a din of Tadr Kaidem, even if you shech the other one first. Thus is the first sheet in the Gemara. The first sheet in the Gemara is Amr Abla, Amr Abayishia, that Ben Besedra holds that if you shech the Pesach on the Shachris of Yud Dalid, Lishmai, it's kosher. As the same way he holds when you shech the Lishmai, it's kosher, he holds when you shech the Chaloy Lishmai, it's pasal. Abba the Gemara asks two questions. Ben Abayim Miksib, Rabbi Tayrus, and Neiris Lamali. But it brings a raya from Rebbe in the Braisa, not that way. As it brings down Shitas of Yechanan, the Rebbe Yechanan is Chaylik, and he learns the Liba de Ben Beseira. All he said was that there's a psul of Shaloi Lashma. But Avad, if you shech the Pesach b'yom yedalud, it's not kosher. And he learns Ben Abayim is literally Lacha Chatzos. So what's the pshat? If you can't bring a Korban Pesach in the Baiker, it's not kosher if you shecht the Lashem Pesach in the Baiker. Why is there a psul of Shaloi Lashma? As the Gemara says, Ha'ilu Miksasai Roi. As what's pshat in the Gemara? As the Biskei Rav in Stencil says, L'choira, the Pashas of the Gemara, the beer and the smar of the Gemara is because it's roi to be a Korban Pesach on this day, as therefore on this day you can't change it into a shlamim. Normally we say that when you shecht the Shaloi Lashma, it changes into a shlamim. Like if you did it a day before and you'd gimel, it was aimed to be a Korban Pesach, and you shecht it l'shlamim, as the halach is, we say it becomes a shlamim, and it's kosher because a shlamim. And even if you shecht it l'shem something else, it's kosher because it became a shlamim. As that's only when you shecht it on a different day, yud gimel, yud aleph, yud beis, as then it becomes a shlamim. Ashenki, when you shecht it on yud dalet b'boiker, where today it's going to be roi to be a Pesach, as then it doesn't become a shlamim and it stays a Korban Pesach. If the word is that it stays a Korban Pesach, Azimkin, what's the reason why it's possible? Because you shechted a Korban Pesach lefnei zmanoi. V'frek the Briskei Rav, the Rambam in Psulei HaMekdashim and Perek Desvav, Halacha Yud Aleph, he passes like Ben Beseira, and he passes like Rabbi Yechanan. When the Rambam brings down the halacha that it's possible, he says the psul is because he had a machshavas of shinui kodesh that it's shaloi l'shma. Break the Briskei Rav. What do you have to say? It's shaloi l'shma. Typically, that it has a din of a Korban Pesach. Ve'arai, if there's a psul of shaloi l'shma, must be it's a Korban Pesach, because only a Korban Pesach is nifsal shaloi l'shma. As once it's a Korban Pesach, the reason why it's possible is because you shecht the Korban Pesach before the Zman, it's possible. As the Biskei Rav says, a nafkamina would be that the psul of Shaloi Lashma is a higher level psul. As Avada, there's another reason why it's possible, because it's Kedem Zmanai. But there's another reason why it's possible on Shaloi Lashma. Aye, what's Nafkamina? The second din psul, the din of Ibud Surah. That there's a din that you need a Ibud Surah. You have to wait till it loses its Surah in order to be Sairafit. As if it would be a psul because it's Kaidim's Mana, you need Ibud Surah. But if it's a psula shalai lishma, it's a psula guf, as then you don't need. Refract the brisker rav, why is there a psula shalai lishma? If it's already pasul, because it's kaidim zmanai, as then it's not shaykh machshava paisela, so why does it become a psula guf? And he's the brisker of asking Lashitas that he learns it's a machshava peselus lachoyra. Vinishvi doesn't the mahalach of the brisker rav. Of the brisker rav, there's a pella gadol on the brisker rav. Mamish a bomba shayla. Hooray, the Mishnah says, what's the reason why, according to Ben Beseira, if you shecht a carbon on Lufnei Chatzos on your Dalet, it's possible. So the Gemara, it's Kilu Nishchat Bein Abayim Shaloi Lashma, that it's possible. I read the Fila Brisker Rav that the Psul is not Mishum Shaloi Lashma. The Psul is because it's Kaidim Zmanai, is what's the Gemara saying, Kilu Nishchat Bein Abayim? As the Gemara had asked this question on the first Malach of Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Ishiya, and it said that Umay Kilu, it's lav dafka, it's Aidi Damer of Yeshua. But Meduya Klar in the Gemara, the Gemara only asks my Kilu according to Rabbi Lazar Amar of Yeshua, but the fear of Yechanan, the Kilu is good. Hare Lefil of Risker Rav, the Psul is Mishum Shalai Bezmanoi, not a Psul of Shalai Lashma. As why is the Mishnah saying Kilu Nishchat Ben Arbayim? As near the Makkah of the Ramam that is a Psul of Shalai Lashma is from the Mishnah. It's a psul of shaloi lishma. Hi, what do you do with the brisker rav zahara? L'chayra, if it's a pesach, it's pasul al shaloi bezmano, and it can't be chal a psul of shaloi lishma. L'chayra muchach, that einoch inami, that the din is that it has kedusha shlamim. As being that it has kedusha shlamim, as a mele, it's not shaykh the psul of shaloi bezmanoi. And just like if you were shechted on Yud Gimel, the carbon would be kosher because it becomes a shlamim. Azuadin, when you shechted on Yud Dalar Baboiker, it becomes a shlamim. Aye, as if it's a shlamim, why is there a psul of shaloi lishma? As over here, it's a little bit tali. You could learn that we already saw the Kovitz Yurim, Rabbi Chan and Reb Naftali, that they buy a big yisoid in the din of Lashma. That the din of Lashma is a din yichud in the carbon. That the din of Lashma means the carbon has to be yichud for this zach. Main in Lashma of carbon, Lashma all over. They brought a raya, Lashma of geret, shaykh of bitla get, and getting lamed beis, lamed beis. You can't be mevatel kavana. You had the kavana ready. But if it's chali yichud on the chayfetz, mishum the kavana, it's a din in the chayfetz, then you can mevatel the yichud of the chayfetz. The fiza, you could suggest the chiddush gadol. You'll be able to say the ravad in the morning, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Ben Beseda, it has a din of kedusha shlamim. Meaning that you can't, it's not kosher or Pesach, it has a din of Kedusha Shlamim. Just like if you had shechted on the Yom HaKodem. Aye, so why is there a psul of Shaloi Lashma? Because being that this Shlamim was miyuchad le carbon Pesach, then it was chaladin that it was miyuchad for carbon Pesach, as if you're shechting it for a Shlamim, you're going connected the yichud of the carbon. As any time you do keneged the yichud of the carbon, you mafkia from the yichud of the carbon, as that's mafkia, that's a psul of shaloi lishma. However, l'chayra, right now it's a shlamim. What do you mean the yichud of the carbon is carbon Pesach? Of that, we already saw the side of the brisker rav, that which a moisa Pesach Shlamim is not that it changes the chalois HaKdosha. No, Pesach meikar is hukdish that it should be a Pesach, and bizman shein eroi it should be a Shlamim. As kum techois, it's the ikka kedushas HaKarbin is for Pesach Shlamim. As imken, you could say, hagam in the morning the kedusha is kedusha Shlamim, but the yichud of the shmai is for Pesach. being that the seifa it's miksasai roi, it still keeps the yichud of what it'll be on that day. As the Briska learned this, Rav learned this far miksasai roi is in the Hagdasha. As a mele should ask, it should have a psul of shalai bizmanai. Of the Mishnah's Meduyik, the psul of shalai lashma, muchach, that else the hegdish, it could get a din of shlamim. But the chsan is mitzad the yichud, the lashma shabai. As Hashem, we'll see Nacharai in the Hemshech to this year's side. As Freg the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yechanan holds that according to Ben Beseira, you can't be makrif for a shlamim because on your dalid, because it'll be shaloi l'shma. And you can't be makrif on a Pesach because it's kaidim zmanoi. As I bezei frek the Gemara, if someone is makriv, I bezei, there should be a dichoy. Because the carbon's not roi b'chlal on the biker of your dalid. As frek Taisvis in the Agah, that why is it different than a mechusa kiburim? Neither the Gemara is asking that being that it doesn't become roi till your dalid. Achachatzayis, as how could you be makdashit before you dalid, it'll be dachui. Why is it different than every mechusa kippurim, that he's makdashit carbon before he becomes tar? It should be dachui, he's not ready to bring the carbon now. As Taisis is mitarit, the lashon of Taisis is, that by mechusa kippurim loy chashiv dichui kaidem avos karbonoi the ein zmanoi ad shiyitar v'yitful. Aval hai loy chazi lepesach v'shlamim afo pishu zman shlamim. The shayla is what's the side of Taisis. As l'chari the kivun of Taisis is boifin zeh. That when it's koidim zmanoi, it's not shayich adichoy. Why? Because what's the aside of dichoy? It's nitche from the hakrava. As when it's chaladin hakrava, you could be nitche from the hakrava. But by koidim zmanoi, when it's before the zman of hakrava, it's not shayich to be nitche from the hakrava. As Zog Taisis, by mechusa kippurim, koidim zmanoi, as then, it's not chaladin akrava yet. It's not chaladin dichoy lakrava. Mashenke by korban pesach lifnei chatzos on yudalid. Over there, it's a zman haroi lakrava shlamim. As being that it's a zman haroi lakrava shlamim, as therefore it's shapes shayich she yinit chamidin shlamim because it was yigir the zman of akrava shlamim. It's arach bir. Biskur Rav himself asks that what Tais is saying that koidim chatzais it's roi l'shlamim. Hare we saw in the Gemara lefi the Biskur Rav that a Pesach lefnei chatzais is a carbon Pesach and not a shlamim. As this carbon Pesach is a carbon, this is a carbon Pesach, not a shlamim. As who cares if it's tali on this man of akrav shlamim? Biskur Rav says of our. But if you what we learned in the Gemara with Medayik the Mishnah, that really it's a shlamim. Rak there's a psul of shaloi l'shma, like the Biskur Rav also said it was Medayik in the Rambam. As lefi zeh is doch gevalik the Taisis. It has kedusha shlamim and it's roi l'akrav shlamim. As even though there's a psul of shaloi l'shma because the l'shma shabai is for a Pesach, but still. Being that it's a shlamim and it's right like Rav Shlamim, it's Shaykh Adichui. As Taiz Bayah says, there's a chilek between the Mechusa Zman and Mechusa Kippurim and our Sogya. In Taisis, in other places, Taisis also asks, why isn't there a Din Dichui in Mechusa Kippurim? Taisis on Nun Tes. And Taisis says, because it's biyadoi lishus la'achas man, he could wait. Abba Frek Taisis, if that's the reason, As what is our Gemara asking? Hare gam by a korban Pesach, it's biyadai to wait. As if you learn that waiting is called biyadai, and by biyadai there's no din dichui, as in our sugya also there shouldn't be a dichui. It's Taisus is doicha this mahalach. That's why Taisus Baya says a different mahalach. But there's a little bit of a'ara in Taisus on Yud Beis Amud Beis, b'divri ha'masel b'shma mina. Taisus also asks that according to Rabbi Yechanan, why isn't there a dichoy by a mechusik yipurim? And Taisus answers, because it's choyzer v'nira memela. As anything which is choyzer and nira on its own, there's no dichoy. When do you have dichoy? When you need to do something to be machsher it. As then you could say it was dochui. But if it's choyzer v'nira meyatzmoy, there's no din dichoy. As they say, what's the Gemara asking that there should be dichoy on a carbon Pesach? Are it's choyzer v'nira meyatzmoy. And it's a taisa on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and over there taisa doesn't say in our Gemara, you see, faket. L'chor, you have to say, a taisa says this over there to be mazbe shitas or b'yechanan in dine dichoy. And over here in the Gemara, it's maskef la rebavu on b'yechanan. Zay b'zay, you can't ask on a klal that taisa says on b'yechanan, from something that Rav Avu asked on Rav Yechran. Maybe Rav Yechran Taka doesn't hold of him. Thus is the different Mahalchim and Taisvis. Why a Mechusik Yipurim is different than a Pesach Baboika, and how it stems with our Gemara. As that's the big kasha of Reb Avu, Megadir by Reb Avu, that according to Reb Yechanan Bedas Ben Beseir, it's Einu Roi Baboike, there should be a Din Dichui. As Reb Avu says, it's talking about where you makdash it La'acha Chatzais. Abaye says, even if you makdash it Baboike, Ein Bechus Zman Daboy B'yoyim. Reb Papa says, even if you makdash it Malayla, Laila ain't no mechusas man. There's no psula mechusas man. I'm the Karenar in the Brisker Rav at the yes that Lafira Papa that there's no din mechusas man balaila. As well as the Gemara have to say, it's talking about where you makdish it balaila. Even if you makdish it the day before there's no dichoy because it's right to be makdish v'shlamin. No, normally you would say, okay, but the dichui is chal v'layla, or the dichui is chal the next day. But being that we're going according to the man, the Amr, there's no dichui b'layla, and there's no dichui on the next day, as then why does the Gemara say you have to be makdash it b'layla? Even if you makdash it the day before, it shouldn't be chal a dichui. As they want to say that vice to chois, there's a chilek between dichui me'ikara and dichoy lachas man. The klal of ein laila mechusas man is only by dichoy meikara. But by nira v'nitche, as then you don't say this farah that laila is not mechusas man. That's a makara. The chilek is in Tosis and Yuma daf samach dalet amar aleph divrei hamaskil hasam. The shail is what's the chilek between dichoy meikara and nira v'nitche. As the Brisker Rav says, one of his big yisoidis in the Nyanim of Dichui, that there's a chilek that Dichui Meichara is chal the Dichui in the Hegdish. As then the Gemara is saying that Laila is not chal a Dichui in the Hegdish, being that in the Hemshech it'll be Royas. The Hegdish is not Dochui. Masha'en gain the din of Nira Venitche is a din in Akrava. As then it doesn't help us that later on you're going to be Roy. Right now it's Dochui from the Hakrava. As also the din of Nira v'nitcha, that which is a din in the Hakrava, that it doesn't make a difference if Laila is not Mechusa's man. Yeah. It's grace of Chidushim that is to dinim of Dichui, it's to a fanim of Dichui. The risk of Mizmaz, but different things with it. It's a big Chidush. is on this klal of her papa that Laila is not Mechusa's man, as the Gemara brings a raya from Rebbe Apatriki that he says a shayla. It says she was yomim tachasino Laila chazi k'sim yom eshvina lavi yiratzer. Mashva Laila's loy chazi akated Laila l'kedasha v'yoyim naratzon. That Laila is not Mechusa's man, and you could be makdishit. For Tosfos, that in the Gemara and Tumur is mavur, you could be makdisha uber, be may, when it's still in the mother's womb, in the may of the aim. Frek Tosfos, das is a mechusa's man, because you have to wait 8 days to be makdisha. And even though the Gemara over here says, Laila zainu mechusa's man, that's lel shmini zainu mechusa's man, but a uber be may imai, that's way before Yom Shmini Lelaidasai. That's why over there, isn't there a din of Mechusa's man? As the Shita over here in Islam and Aleph says a Yishuv, which Taisis in Tmura says that it's only Shaykh of Mechusa's man after it's born. Taisis is Medayik, the Pasik Shara Kesef Ki Yivole. It's Mashma only after it's born, it's Mechusa's man. Can Zayin the Hezbel be when it's born? It's Roi for Akrava. As then it's Shaykh Musig of Mechusa's man, but Bimeimoy, it's Bechlal, not a Bar Akrava, Bechlal. On the Yetzim Taisis, the Taisis is when it's a Uber, it's Eino Roi La Akrava. As the Brisker Ravi asks a question, that Reid Allah is if you mark of the aim, it's the Akravas Chal on the Vlad. As why does Taisis say that the Uber is in a Royal Akrava? Ray, when you mark of the aim, it works for the Vlad. The Chayim Avur in Taisis, that's not called the Vlad is Royal Akrava. Ray, it's Hukrav Agave Aim. When you talk and it's Tali, how does it work, the Akrava Agaveim? Is it the Vod, it's Nichlal and the Aims Akrava, or is it Chal Akrava Bifnei Atzmai on the Vlad? Taisis is Mavur, Taisis holds, it's Nichlal and Akrava Sa'aim, but that's not enough to be called, it's Roi Mitzad Atzmai to have its own Din Akrava. Teich Divrei Taisis and the Kash of Taisis, you see a Chiddush. The din of Mechusa's man that you can't be makdashit, yesless topic, is it an issa to be makdashit, but the hegdash is chal? Or is it the pshat that the hegdash is not chal v'chlal? Taisis is mavur, the lashon of Taisis, heich yakdash, how could you be makdashit? As Taisis is clear that Taisis learns by Mechusa's man, the hegdash is not chal v'chlal. This is Shitas Taisis in Tmura and Yotes Amid Beis also. However, Taisis later on in Kuf Yudalit Amid Beis and Taisim Bechiris and Dav Chof Aleph Amid Beis Acholik. And they learn the Din of Mechusa's man is it's osit to be makdish, but if you makdish it, it's chal. It's Lefi Divreim, it's not Shvel the Gemara, the Shaila from the Gemara in Tmura. Because all you see over there is the hektish is chal. As kum tochais, we have a machlokes bedas taisis. What's the gather the din of mechusa's man? Is it a vart the hektish is not chal machlal, or is it a vart that it's also to be magdish? Frek de biskerov, in the Mishnah later on, that the Mishnah says that if you magdish turim. Koidim is manoi. There's the iser of shchutei chutz. Frek the Biskerov, it's only shaykh iser of shchutei chutz if it's chal de hekdish. As it's muchach, if there's the iser of shchutei chutz, that it was chal de hekdish. As how could Taisis over here hold that the din of mechusa's man is not chal de hekdish bechlal, or you see later on the hekdish is chal. Rebel, the son of the Brisker Rav, wanted to be Miyashiv as his dosvei dinim of Mechusa's man. Taisis by Yos that says it's not Chal is going by the Mechusa's man of Shmoyni Yomim. That's a din by every carbon. Mashenkin Toises later on is going by Turim, which is it's a Zman when it's Roy Lakravis Turim. It has to be a certain age for Turim to be brought. But it's not a din in every carbon. It's only a din in a tur. As my nafkimin, if it's only a din in a tur, it's in every carbon. As he brings a dugma dava from a different Rambam, he wants to say that when it's in a roi for any carbon to be mukrav, as thus is a hecher afka, as over there you could say that because it's mechus zman, the hegdish is not chal v'chlal. Masha'in came when it's just a din in this carbon, that this is the zman of this carbon, but there are other carbonists that are roi at that time, as that afka could only make that it's usher to be magdish. But it doesn't make that it's p'chlal in a roi lehekdash. So he says, the chilik from the mechusas man of 8 days, which is a din in every carbon, as that upteiches that it's in a roi lehekdash of b'chlal, because no carbon is hukdash with a zah mechusas man. Rasha'in came in place with the brisker of Esram, which is talking about a mechusas man of a tur, which is an age which is only a din in a tur, as that's a miyuchadika mechus is man of 1 min, as that is avad even tesis is moid, is only a isra hakdosha. Then tesis in the next tesis is that the Gemara says that the way you know that the yom is roi la krava is because there's a gzeres akosif. It says, miyoyim ha-shmini v'alo yirotze. It tells us what you need a pasuk for. Tepik lei nishum biyoyim zavosai. As Taisis says, there's a chilek. If it's nishum biyoyim zavosai, a psul of laila, the din is a malu lo yerdu. Mashenkin, if the psul is nishum machus zman, as then the din is yerdu. Fractosis of the Zaman Diyama, that even by Shri, even the psul of Laila, the din is a Malat Tayrid. Azoktosis, the Nafkamina is Babama. And he says, even according to the Manam, there's a psul Bama Balaila. You could say that by Bama Balaila, there's a din of Loy Tayrid. So over here, Taisus says a gavaldig yechidish, that by Bama there's a din of oilaloi teirid, imalaloi teirid, frek the tairis akoidish, it's a gzeris akosiv, dafka by a mizbeach, that the mizbeach is makadish, tosh the shema perich, mizbeach is makadish, that it's oilaloi teirid, a Bama is nishkin mizbeach, doesn't have kdushas a mizbeach, the migdosh, as mehecha teisid is a din, imalaloi teirid. As the brisky rav said over here, Uzmiyashe with his Gavaldi Gechidish, as there's two dinim of Alaloi Teirid. There's one din of Alaloi Teirid mitzad the Mizbeach Mekadesh, and that Avada you won't have by Obama. And there's a Sveta din when it's Mashla Behen Or, that's a Sveta din. That din you could have, that's not mitzad the Mizbeach, that's because it's Moshal Behen Or, that you could have even by Obama. As thus is the Gemara and the Inyanim of Mechusas Man by Inyanim of Mechusas Man and Mechusas Man Belaila. Now the Gemara moves on to the Dinim of Dichoy. Zog the Gemara Amalei Rav Zeila Rav Vua Lemekasav Rav Yechlan Bali Chaim Nidchin. Dino the Gemara boys that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Bali Chaim are nitchin. And the fact that he asked the question of Rabbi Yechanan, Vaisrois, he learned Bedas of Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan holds Bali Chaim are nitchin. Amalina Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said in another place that Bali Chaim are nitchin. As what's the needin' if it's chala dichoy on a bal chay or not? As there's a Gemara by Richos in Yuma on Daf Samach Dalid, where it brings down a machlekes of Yechanan and Rav, and yesh dichoy be bal chayim. As the mocker of Yechanan is a pasik by a bal mum. That's mashma rak be mum. The din is if it's nisrapa from the mum afterwards, it's roy la krava. But by sharp psulim, if the psul goes off, it's not chozalech shera. As mavur that this din that bali chayim on nitchin lefir b'yechanan is nilmad from exeris hakosif. Rather, the Oruch Lener and Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel points out that lefir b'yechanan, you don't only have exeris hakosif that is dichoy b'bal chay, you have exeris hakosif to the holding of dichoy b'chlal. I know stated in b'yechanan that in this exeris hakosif that there's a din of dichoy. As Lefir of Yechran, you can learn the din of Dichoy is Exeris HaKosev, and Exeris HaKosev is even in a Bal Chai. Rav over there is Cholek, and he holds there's no Dichoy in Bal Chayim. Joshua of Yechran is not Doirish. Abba Frexach the Shiloh, according to Rav, what's Taka this far to be Machalik between a Bal Chai and a Mace? And it's Mavur in the Gemara over there that Misvara, there's a chilek between a Baal Chai, that a Baal Chai doesn't have Dichoy. And even Rabbi Yechanan that argue needs a Pasik to tell you. The Shaila is, what's the Var Misvara? Why shouldn't there be Dichoy by a Baal Chai? As the Mirin Kedushin and Dav Zayin is Masbel, we have the same Gemara over here in the Gemara in Kedushin, he's Masbel that it's sad that there's no Dichoy when the korban is chai, because kolzman that it's chai, and if it was nifsol, as the din is im nafal bamum, she yachol ivdes a behema lahakriv behema acheres, with the damim, as im ken you could say it's not chala dichui, because kolzman that it's chai, it shayach pidyon and it shayach to be makriv al yedei the pinyon, as it's not chala dichui. Shanky, when the behem is maces, then it's not shaykh opinion anymore. Then the dichuy is chalagamri. But where does the Gemara bring a raya? The Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's nidche by a bal chai. As the Gemara says, the Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mem Rabbi Yechanan, behemish al shnei shutvin, that he was makdish chetzio, mechaz of a lakach chetzio vegdisha. Then he bought the other half and he was makdishet kedusha ve'ena kreva. As the Mi'iri in Kedushin on Dav Zayin is meichik the words of vekdesha. As the Mi'iri brings, there's a Mishnah in Tmura that there's the aside of his pashtus. And if you makdish the regular va'ayla, as it's mishpashet, as bishlema calls man, you don't own the other half. As if you magdish half and you don't own the other half, it can't be mispashit the kedusha because you don't own the other half. Abizag demiri, as soon as you buy the other half, as now the kedusha could be mispashit. I say, bizay you're not goyzer choyzer vekdisha. Abba argues in the Gemara, which is a pashit the gears of the Rishainim, is that vekdisha. Sfrek the Shiloh, why don't you say his pashtis? As the Brisker Rav in Tmura, in Daf Yud Aleph, stells on the Shiloh. He wants to buy his side, which the Brisker Bichu Shmuel brings in Simon Zayin, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that the din of his pashtis is a din in the Chalois, a din in the Maisa, that the Maisa is mispashit. It's not a din in the Chalois. Being that it's a din in the Maisa, as it's telling on the Zman of the Maisa Hegdish, then this Pashtis has to be Chal. As over here, when you did the Maisa Hegdasha, you didn't own the other thing, as this Pashtis can't be Chal. As a Mela, later on, when you buy it, it can't be Chal this Pashtis anymore. The Bibi learns this Pashtis is a din in the Chalais. As soon as the Chalais is able to be his Pashtis, it's able to. But if you learn Espashis as a din in the Maisa, as it could only be Mispashit B'Shas the Maisa. The Gemara then continues And the Gemara says, from this of Yechanan, you see three klalim in the din of Dichoy. You see, number one, Bali Chaim Nitchen, that's what we saw before, explained it. Dichoy Meikar Avi Dichoy. Rishma Mina Yesh Dichoy Bedamim. As in this Gemara of Yesh Dichoy Bedamim, there's a famous machlekes, the Achiezer, and the Brisker Rav, and the Gedder, the Kedushas Damim of the Yisugya. The Achiezer is in Chele Gimel Semen Nun Vav. It starts off over there. He's Medayik Rashi in Kedushin Dav Zayin Amid Beis, that Rashi says that if you makdish here for Behema, as you could be paidit, and Rashi doesn't say it's talking about where you have a mum. The Chayr Da'alacha is, by Hegdish, which is Pasul, you need a mum before you paid it. Why doesn't Rashi say you need a mum? Zokter, it's Muchach and Rashi, that when do you need a mum? When it's Chalak Kedusha Saguf. It's Chalak Kedusha Saguf on the carbon. So then when it's Nifsal, the only way you can be paid is when you have a mum. By Sarayisum Rashi, the Rashi learns the Pirish of Dichoy Bedamim, that it's not Chalak Kedusha Saguf Bechlal. It's only Chalak Kedusha Damim, which is Ein Ela Krava. As Mishum said, you don't need a mum. As the Achiezer in the Hemshech and Simen Samech Vav, later on Simen, he brings a Festa Raya to it from the Ramban and the Rajman Kedushin and Dav Zayin, that they learned the Tzir that the Gemara brings in the Hemshech, that the Gemara says it's here of Hemer Dosai, is talking about we was mafresh the Domim, not the Etzem HaKorban. Now Filu Hachi, there's a din of Dichoy. If we're talking about it too, he wasn't mafresh the Korban Bechlal, only the Domim, as you see that Shaykh Dichoy on the Kedushas Domim. That's the big Yisayit of the Achiezer and Rashi and Kedushin, the Ramban, that we're talking about a Kedushas Damim, which is Eino La Krava Bechlal, and Afilu Hachi, there's a Din Dichoy. He brings the Shah Melech in Hilchus Korban Pesach, Perek Dalet Halacha Hei, says, that how could you say in the Sugya, that being that it's Eino Roi La Krava, it's Chalad Din of Kedushas Damim, and not a Kedushas Aguf, Rabbi Yechanan said Mufurish that you can make a tmura, and the halach is you can only make a tmura on something that has Kedushas Guf, not on something that has Kedushas Damim. As the Achiezer says, the Gishmak Eteretz on the Sharam Melech Shaila, that which we say that has Kedushas Damim is going before he's Choyzer V'Koinot. I know the Tchir was Chal when he was Matashit, when he was here for Bailim, then it was Chal the Tchir. But when he's choizer v'koinet and he's makdashit, as now all you day the second hegdish, he's a full owner. As now it's chaluch full kedushas aguf. You know there's a kedushas adam, but a kedushas aguf could be chal on it. As that which Reb Yechanan said, you could do a tmura is going after you choizer v'lakcha. As now it has kedushas aguf. As now you could do a tmura. Mashenkin the din of dichoy, which is mikoyach. Which is chal before he was chayz of alakhas, that's a dichoy in damim. The Brisker Rav and Sefer and Dafayin Ches is choylik on the Achiezer, and he says that he brings a raya that the kedushas damim vasugya doesn't mean a kedushas damim, which is not a kedushas akrava v'chlal, because he brings a gemara in Psachim, Sadik Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah over there, you have a very similar sugya. The Mishnah over there is talking about Mafresh Necheva LePeschai, which is also Ein Arai. And over there, the Gemara also uses the Lashon of Dichoy Bedamim. And over there, you can't learn because it's in a Keva, as it's not Chal Kedusha Saguf Buchlal, because the Mishnah says Mefurish that you need a mum. As you see that the Kedushas Damim of the Sugya means a Kedushas Damim Lehakrava.
Over there, the brisk rubs miyasid, that there's three levels: there's kedushas guf, kedushas damim, she'ena lakrava v'chlal, and a kedushas damim, which the kedushas damim is chal on the guf, that it's the guf is kadosh ledamim lakrava, meaning a yedei pinyan, your makrev the damim. However, the brisker Rav is maskim that the raya that he brings in the Ramban and the Rajba is a fester raya. See, the Ramban and the Rajba, you have to say that in Achinami there's levels of Kedushas Damim. Meaning the sugya over there, Psachim by Nekeva Lepischai. In that chsarn of Nekeva Lepischai, it's Chala Kedushas Aguf Ledamim. Ashenkin in our sugya, where the chsarn is that you don't own the carbon, over here it's not chal a kedushas aguf b'chlal. You're makdish a chilek of the behema, you're not makdish the whole behema because you don't own it. As when you're not makdish a whole behema, as over here it's not chal a kedusha on the guf of behema, as it's only chal a kedushas tamim. As even though the Gemara in both places use the words Kedushas Damim, but each place means something else. It's totally what the Chsarin is, what the Tchia and what the Hekdash is, that's Chal.
Another Nekud in the Sugi of Dichoy LeDamim, it is a big Machlekes Rishainim. What's the Pirish of the Gemara? Shmamina Yesh Dichoy BeDamim. What's the Chiddush? There's different Malchim in the Rishainim. Rashi learns that the Gemara means the Gambedova, which only has a Kedushas Damim, and it's not Miskadish Gufa Lakrava, Yesh Bei Din Dichui. As Taisus Bayas and the big Taisus says on it, that if that's the Chiddush, as you see from the Klal of Yesh Dichui by Dichui Meikara also, because every Dichui Meikara is also Kedushas Damim, because it's not Roi Lakrava. As Taisus says, different nafkaminas. Taisus obviously says one nafkamina, Taisus and Gdushin, the other Rishonim say other nafkaminas. That's the Malach of Rashi, one Malach in Taisus. Taisus brings down from Reb Chaim Koin another pshat, that the Gemara doesn't mean yesh dichoy afilu b'gdushas tamim. That's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though the dichoy on the carbon that you were makdish hefta behema is ainu roi lakrava, right now it's ainu roi lakrava, when you do a tmura, the tmura also is nitcha. As yesh dichoy bedamim means that it's talking about not on the behema that you were makdish, on the tmura that you make, that the dichoy is chal on the tmura that you make also. The Brisker Rav over here says, you see in Taisus a Gevaldige Chiddush, that when you make a Tmura, you transfer the Psul Dichoy also. He brings in the Rambam that says, is Meduyik a different Pshat? The Rambam's Mashma, the reason why the Tmura is Ein Roi Lakrav is not because there's a Psul Dichoy, but the being that on the Behemoth of Yom Makdish, it's Ein Roi Lakrav, as the Hegdish is a Shvachar a Hegdish. It's not a Hegdish Lakrava. It's a Mela when you do Tmura, the Tmura transfers the Hegdish. As if the Hegdish that you did the Tmura from is Ein Roi Lakrava, is who Adin what you Makdish will be Ein Roi Lakrava. As then, Lefi the Rambam, the reason why the Tmura is Ein Kariv is because there was a Chsarn in the Hegdish of what you did the Tmura on. But Taisus is Mavur Lefi the Racha Divrim Shat. It's because the psul dichoy is chal on the tmura. And that the Brisker Rav says is a gevaldige chiddush. The tmura is you're just bringing over the hegdish, but why do you bring over the dichoy? Taisus, you see a chiddush that when you do a tmura, it's legamri. You're bringing over the psul dichoy too. So that's a pshat of Reb Chaim Koin. And then Taisus is maybe from the Yivrach a different pshat, that the dichoy is in the domim after you paid it. That the domim of what you paid it, you can't bring. As Taisus learns that you can bring Sundarach, you can't bring if you were makdish it for a Pesach, and then it was you only makdish a part of the behemah of Pesach,
because even when you paid it, but still you can't be paid, use the damim for a carbon Pesach. In the Rach himself, if you look in the Girsim Psachim Sadik Zayin, and it's also in the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis and Psachim Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin, they say a much bigger Chiddush. Taisis says you can't use the damim for Pesach, but you could use it for Shlomim. The Rambam and the Rach say you can't even use it for Shlomim. You have to use it for an Oila. The Shaila is, why can't you use it for a Shlomim? Hare the Dichui was Chal in the Karban Pesach. Why should it make a Chsarn in the Shlomim? As L'chari, this is Mvua, like the site of the Brisker Rav. That which a Pesach becomes a Shlomim is not, it changes the Hegdish. Now the Pesach Meikara was Muktish to be a Shlomim. Also, as I say, then you could say, if it's Chal a Dichui in the Pesach, as the Dichui is Chal in the Shlomim Shabbai also. So Mela, that's why the Rach and Taisis holds, the Rach and the Rambam hold, that if it's Chal a Dichui in the Pesach Shabbai, it's Chal a Dichui in the Shlomim Shabbai. So Mela, you have to be Makrivit La'oila. Maisa, the Taisis read over there is Cholek on this Girsa, that the only time we found the Din, Halacha, that it should be a Oila, is by a Chattis. Where do you ever see another din that a carbon could change to an oila? It's a gewaldig chiddush. As kum techois, we have three mahalchim in the Rishonim, what the din of yesh dichui bedamim is. Shita's Rashi is that if when it's chal on the behema, a kedushas damim, still there's a dichui. Shita's Rabbeinu Chaim Kain is that the Dichui is Chal on the Tmura. And Shita's the Rabbeinu Chananel move in Taisis is the Dichui is Chal on the Damim after you poide the Behema that you were makdish a chilek of it.